Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. Federal and state authorities say they're still assessing Tuesday's bridge collapse in Baltimore, Maryland. They say they must clear debris from the river and then remove the damaged cargo ship that hit the bridge from the water. After that, they'll start to pull the bridge wreckage from the shipping channel. Coast Guard Rear Admiral Shannon Gilreath says they'll need heavy equipment to do this.
And we've got the cranes on their way to help us do that. But before we can actually engage in lifting, we've got to complete the assessment process of the bridge, and the pieces of the bridge are in the water, so that we can figure out how to cut the bridge into the right size pieces so that we can actually lift them with the crane.
That audio is courtesy of WMAR. Four people are still missing from the bridge collapse and are presumed dead. The bodies of two more people were found this week. House Speaker Mike Johnson says he'll swiftly send to the Senate the articles of impeachment against Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. He's waiting for Congress to get back from its recess. NPR's Lexi Schapitl reports Mayorkas was impeached by the House of Representatives last month.
Speaker Johnson plans to transmit the articles of impeachment against Secretary Mayorkas to the Senate on April 10th. In a letter, Johnson and the Republicans assigned to prosecute the impeachment urge Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer to, quote, schedule a trial on the matter expeditiously. The House passed the two articles of impeachment by one vote in February, with only Republican support. But the proceedings stalled as lawmakers negotiated must-pass spending bills and worked to avert a government shutdown. Since the February vote, Schumer has called the impeachment effort a sham and says that Republicans have failed to demonstrate that Mayorkas has committed any impeachable offenses. Lexi Schapitl, NPR News, Washington.
The International Court of Justice is ordering Israel to ensure that more food supplies immediately reach Palestinians in Gaza. The UN court is responding to South Africa's accusation that Israel is committing genocide against Palestinians. Israel has denied this and says it is fighting genocide against its own people. Terry Schultz reports on the court's latest opinion.
Judges at the International Court of Justice in The Hague said Palestinians in Gaza no longer face only a risk of starvation, but that famine is setting in. They unanimously directed the Israeli government to work with the UN to take all necessary and effective measures to provide food, water, fuel, and medical supplies to Palestinians in Gaza, suggesting this could be done by opening land crossings. Israel's ordered to submit a report in 1 month to explain how it's complying. The new measures are part of South Africa's ongoing case accusing Israel of committing genocidal acts as part of its military fight against Hamas after the terrorist group's October 7th attacks on Israel. While the court's rulings are binding, it has no way to enforce them. For NPR News, I'm Terry Schultz.
Wall Street is closed today for the Good Friday holiday. You're listening to NPR News from Washington. Syria is reporting airstrikes have hit the northern city of Aleppo. The Syrian government is blaming Israel. The Israeli government has not commented. Syrian officials say several people have been killed and wounded. An opposition group not based in Syria claims the strikes hit sites used by Hezbollah militants. Hezbollah has been firing rockets into northern Israel. The Academy Award-winning film Oppenheimer opened in theaters across Japan today, 8 months after its release in the U.S. NPR's Anthony Kuhn reports from Nagasaki, where the atomic bomb that J. Robert Oppenheimer helped build killed more than 70,000 people in 1945.
The film's Japanese distributor apparently delayed the release to prevent stirring up controversy. Some people have criticized the Oppenheimer film for not showing the horrific effect of the atomic bombs on Hiroshima and Nagasaki. Housewife Tsuyuko Iwanai spoke after coming out of the theater. The film was only about the side that dropped the A-bomb, she says. I wish they had included the side it was dropped on. She added that she doesn't usually go to the movies, but she decided to see Oppenheimer because she thinks the use of nuclear weapons is more likely these days. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Nagasaki, Japan.
A powerful cyclone has crossed the Indian Ocean island of Madagascar and broken up before it hit Africa's east coast. Malagasy officials say at least 14 people have been killed and substantial damage is reported. Thousands of people have been displaced, roads and bridges have collapsed in Madagascar, and homes and schools are flooded. This is NPR News.
Support. This message comes from NPR sponsor Allianz Travel Insurance. With benefits kicking in as close as 100 miles from home, you can protect your travel plans whether you're driving across state lines or flying cross country. Learn more at AllianzTravelInsurance.com.